At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I am thrilled. Okay. Now let me grab a little bit of sip of this because it has been a week. It has been a week and a half, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to go ahead and introduce myself. For anyone who's watching this live later, we are just beginning and I'm sure a couple stragglers will come on in here, but let's go ahead and get going because this is indeed a podcast. All right. So anyways, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast, and ladies and gentlemen, this is the podcast where I can find the silly in any topic that we discuss here, so I'm excited about that. And also, it looks like we do have someone in here. Give me some stars and some, what is it? Not stars, what do you call it? Hearts. I appreciate that, whoever you are. I love you. And you went ahead and clicked that thumbs up button. You're already ahead of me. So for those of you listening via just audibly, you're not joining us live on YouTube, on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, and you're listening audibly, you're missing out because, well, obviously I'm extremely attractive, so you're missing out on that. But also in the video today, in this podcast episode, I do have some things where you're going to kind of wish that you were there to physically see the thing that is going to happen. And let me just explain once we get to it exactly what's going on in this podcast. But one thing you can see in the background here is I have a wheel here. This wheel is actually full of different topics. And whatever that lands on is going to be the topics that we discuss in this episode. You know, hence, you know, the topic roulette, excuse me. So I'm excited about this. So before we get into the whole thing, to this amazing show, I do want to go, Dimaje, what's going on, girl? I do want to, obviously we lost some important people recently, you know, Hayden, and then Dolly, and then Tim, and it sucks. It sucks. And I gotta say, Dolly Parton was real tough. That woman loved everyone. She spoke out for so many people. Literally donated like about, what, $500 million in charity? She didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Got like, what was it, like $10 million from the I'll Always Love You song when Whitney Houston sang it, and then donated all that money, I believe it was to a neighborhood, a black neighborhood in Nashville, from what I understand. And then, like, I don't know, she just done so many things. And she was also a supporter of the LGBTQIA+ community. And she was just dope. It just feels like you lost an auntie, you know? And earlier today, I was on my Instagram, and on my For You page, the first thing I saw when I opened up my Instagram was a photo of Macaulay Culkin. And it looked like a flyer, not a flyer. What do you call it? when it's for a funeral. It's pretty much what it is. It's a brochure for his funeral. You know, with like the blue sky-like background and all the white light coming from behind him. It just looked like he died. But it's literally his 46th birthday or something like that. And I was fucking furious. I was like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Oh my goodness. So that was crazy. Oh, Dimaje has written into this live right now and it says, I screen recorded and posted you talking about my GoFundMe and tagged you and tagged you a bunch. My bad. Hey, you are more than welcome. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out Dimaje's GoFundMe. She is actually trying a listener, you know, a fellow listener, fellow follower, fellow supporter, wonderful person. She is disabled and she's trying to get herself a vehicle that will help her, make it easier for her to get around with her wheelchair and all those things. So the GoFundMe will be in the link of this podcast episode as well if you are interested in donating. I did. You should too. But yeah, it's just crazy the things that people post online, but they really piss me off. Like, please, people, stop posting things like that. I literally thought Macaulay Culkin died. I'm so glad he didn't. Goodness gracious. All right, guys, coming up in today's episode, once again, we're going to have a little bit of a topic roulette going on behind me. And also, of course, we have this new thing that I started, Question of the Week. We're going to do that. And they have you heard about Will, in a way, when you think about it. If you're new here, then you probably don't understand what I'm talking about. And that's your fault. You should have been here sooner. You should have been here sooner when I needed you. I still need you. Please stay. when you listen to a few of the past episodes before this one, you'll kind of understand what I mean by have you heard about? You'll get it. You'll get it. Also, guys, we're going to be maybe. I haven't decided yet. It's in my timeline here. Okay, but we might be doing a game of 50-50. Every time we play this game, it's always gross, and I'm always the one who ends up with the short end of the stick when I play this. So I'm still contemplating taking that off of the whole thing there. So that and more coming up. Can you tell how excited I am about doing it? So that's what I'm gonna start doing there. All right. So here's the thing. I do have an update going on with my personal life, and it's a good one. It's a good one. I did not get laid off, and that's something to celebrate. I feel like it really is, because they're just like, let's be honest, the economy that we're in is trash. Okay, it's fucking garbage. Not too happy with the entire presidency. I'm not happy with all kinds of things. I have a list. I have a list, but I don't have time to go through all of them because my list is probably about as long as a CVS receipt. It's very frustrating that things are happening around us and we just have like no say. It's insane. But yeah, I just feel like I'm very lucky to still be employed. And I'm also lucky to be employed doing something that I enjoy, which is kind of dope. And getting to work with people that I respect and I really care for. So that's also a plus. Now, I ain't going home drinking you a little bit more money. You know, pay me a little bit more, you know. But who else doesn't need that? That's like everybody in America. Everybody needs to be paid more. So that is not a complaint that I have alone, as we'll say with that, you know. So also, guys, so I'm not going to get fired after the layoffs. We're good. My job is okay as of now. Knocking on wood, hoping that it stays that way. And what am I watching? Lately on Netflix, I have been watching Suits. I actually never seen the entire series. About a year ago, I started watching it on Netflix. Then I got distracted by, I don't even know, martial arts cinema. And then I just decided to come back to it recently because I had gotten this notification on my Netflix account that there were a few things that were like going to be leaving soon. And one of those was Black Orphan. And I've been wanting to watch that Orphan Black, right? Yeah, Orphan Black. Black Orphan. Yeah, Orphan Black. And I wanted to watch that. And I have so many things in my queue that I have been meaning to get to that I just haven't quite gotten there yet. And it's very frustrating. So I think that particular series has like 5 seasons or something like that. And it was leaving in like 12 days and I just didn't have the time. So I just accepted that was happening, took it off of my queue and just said my goodbyes. Another thing on there was Zombieland 2. Now, the first Zombieland, hilarious, loved it, enjoyed it so much. Woody Harrelson, mwah, chef's kiss, good, funny guy, funny guy. And I kind of wanted to see Zombieland 2, but it was leaving soon, and so I said, okay, let's watch this right now. And after that happened, I got afraid because I thought that eventually the show Suits, which I really wanted to finish, I was scared. I was like, okay, eventually this is going to be in the leaving soon pile. So let me get to the nitty titty of this and enjoy this series. And so I blinked, and then I was in like the fifth season. I don't know how that happened, but I will say this. Lewis Litt is the most annoying, emotionally damaging bastard I have ever, well, I was gonna say met, seen in my entire life. And everybody needs a Donna. That's all I can say. If you have not watched Suits yet, take advantage of it while it's still on Netflix. Please take advantage of it, because it could change at any time. All right, Dimage says, last preseason game for my team tonight. We've already lost 2 out of 3, and it's only preseason. I'm fine. Who's your team? I haven't been watching. I haven't been keeping up. I'm so fucking busy. Oh my God. Let's get to, ladies and gentlemen, the question of the week. Let me sip this. Thirsty. Question of the week. I need to get a theme song for that. How often do you really wash your bed sheets? How often do you wash your bed sheets? That's the question of the week. Now, there are some people who can do it multiple times, you know, a month or once a week or every 2 weeks. It depends. Everybody does their own thing. Welcome to the chat, Dimples. How often do you wash your bed sheets? Now, I'll be honest with you. I have gone as long as 2 weeks before. You know, depression is a thing. So is laziness. But I've done that. But I think, I'm assuming, like before I did all this, I was assuming that once a week was good, or is that too much? I don't know. Oh, the Seahawks? Oh, Dimaggio likes the Seahawks. Poor thing. I'm talking shit. I know absolutely nothing about football. I know about the sport, but I don't know what teams are doing well, what their stats are, who's playing who was traded where, who's making what, who was arrested recently. I don't know. Every 2 weeks? Okay, Dimage says, oh no, sorry, Dimples says every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks is okay, especially if you shower before you get into bed, I'm assuming. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, there are some people out there who just be going like months, like, oh, you need to change your sheets. We just won the Super Bowl, ma'am. Yeah, whatever. That was last year. What have you done lately? Gee, some people really like the Seahawks. My God. All right, so I did a little bit of research here. And it says here, if you really want to know how often you should wash your sheets, it's a good idea that you're here. Because apparently, some of y'all are sleeping on historical documents. All right, so for most people, they wash their bed sheets once a week, a good rule of thumb. Every week is best for most people. Every 3 to 4 days, if you sweat heavily at night, or if you sleep with pets, or you have allergies, that's when you should do that. Every 2 weeks, generally okay if you shower before bed and don't sweat a lot. Pillowcases, oh man, I gotta tell you, that them pillowcases will fuck your skin up. Ideally, you should wash your pillowcases 1 or 2 times a week since they collect oils, sweat, hair products, and skin cells. Now, let's go to the thing that's the most expensive and most annoying to wash. Comforters and duvets. Yeah, they say about 1 to every 3 months, depending on whether you use a top sheet. So this information is brought to you by Whammo, spelled with an H, a silent H at the end. So there's that. So yeah, if you are listening to this via Spotify or Apple Podcasts or what have you, and you're able to comment, especially if you're on Spotify, which you can comment below on the podcast episodes that you listen to and or view, because this is available in video form on Spotify usually, but we're live on YouTube today. So that's going to be it. You gotta watch it on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, baby. I don't know what to tell you. But every other episode that isn't live will be on Spotify. All right, guys. So coming up next, we have a new episode, a new segment, a new way of doing it, a new edition, P-Silly style. Have you heard about? Well, this time, it's live. And it comes with a wheel, a topic roulette, if you will.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let me pick this bad boy up so you can see it. So you've seen this before on the podcast, I mean on the YouTube channel at least, and I've written down a lot of different stuff on here, and we spin the wheel, and that bad boy is going to land, and it's going to tell us exactly what topic we're going to discuss today. Let me put that down. All right, the wheel is placed down, so let's go ahead and get to it. Also, I noticed that on this thing, it's got like a little nipple on it, sort of, so I have to pull it down a little bit. Can you see that on camera? Yeah, pull that down a little bit so when we spin it, it'll actually hit the thing, so that's good. All right, let me just place this here and bring a little closer to me. And I'll read to you what's on there. Let me just stretch my nipple thing. Okay, that's good to go. Okay, so first things first, let me share with you what our options are on the wheel, okay? All right, so on this wheel, we have 12 different topic options here. Okay, so we can choose from, I'm gonna read them to you because it's kind of hard to see on video, even on video. Some of the colors are too dark to actually read what it said, like via for you, but I can see it fine. So we have razors, buzz balls, Benny Blanco, gamer, snoring, glizzy, Trump, cocaine shrimp, KFC, the 90s, drunk, and the word nude. These are all different topics that this bad boy can land on that we can actually discuss on today's episode. So I'm excited about this. It's kind of like a have you heard about, but I don't know. We're going to find out. Let me put this down right here. Oh man, for those of you right here joining in the chat, are you enjoying yourselves? If you are, leave a random ass emoji. I don't care what it is. But no eggplants or baguettes. Let's be adults. Oh God. Okay. Let me get to it. And if you haven't already, click that thumbs up button. Tell your friends about this. We're going to have ourselves a good time. Let's go ahead and spin that wheel. I don't know, does that sound kind of cool? No? All right, it's whatever. Let's go ahead and spin it and see what our first topic is. And if we have any members in here, then you'll be the one, like if it lands in the center for some reason, then you can choose like between which one. But let's go ahead and spin that wheel. Here we go. It's not a very satisfying sound, is it? Okay, what does that say? Oh, we landed on snoring. Snoring is what we landed on. Let me go ahead and get to the right topic for that, because I have like 12 of them and they're all on a list here. Here it is. Here it is. Let me click it and we'll take us here. Okay, so this is coming from legit. I'm not even kidding. One of my favorite comedy podcasts ever, the Bananas podcast. You guys know I love them. Dimaji says, I have a feeling that I know what KFC is about, but I guess just because I sent it to you doesn't mean that you saw it from me. Oh, you sent me some? Yeah, I missed it. So the Bananas podcast, we got the word snoring. And this one is interesting, but by the way, this is low-key also a Florida man story. Before I go ahead and tell you about this Florida man, go ahead and click that thumbs up button if you haven't already done so. Let's go ahead and see what Florida man has done, shall we? Okay, so this is fun here. We got a photo of Florida man here. He definitely looks like he's had a hard time, definitely drunk. It says, Florida suspect takes nap during pursuit and the snoring gives him away. That is the beginning of all this. It says here, I think it's coming from the Associated Press, AP. It says officials say a Florida man is suspected of stealing a car, took off on foot from a traffic stop and briefly eluded deputies while he grabbed a nap under a nearby trailer. See, that's the perfect time for you to take a nap when the police are after you. How do you, I feel like the adrenaline, I could, if you gave me coal and put it between my ass cheeks while the cops were after me, I'm telling you, I would have been so tense, I would have popped out a diamond. There's no way I'm taking a nap while I'm being chased by the cops. You know what's going on? Don Dutch is joining us from Alabama. Where are the rest of you watching from? Let me know. It goes on to say the Pensacola News Journal reports that deputies followed the sound of 37-year-old Kevin Lee Barbour, I think is how you say it, Barbour's snoring, described as a, open quote, snorting wild boar, close quote, to discover him Sunday night in Santa Rosa County. Officials say deputies tried to stop Lee of Pensacola after noticing that his vehicle didn't have tag lights. They say that when deputy activated his siren, Lee pulled off the road and ran. First of all, I mean, I kind of get it. I think I would want to run too if there were cops. Anytime I see a cop, even if the lights aren't on for me, even if they're just going around me or they're just in line at McDonald's getting a sandwich, I get a little anxious, you know what I'm saying? I'm scared to run from them. They love shooting motherfuckers in the back. I'm terrified to do that. All right, we got viewers from Kansas City and Washington. Nice. And I love the random emoji. Thank you so much for sending that. It goes on to say the deputy gave... That's a strange sentence. The deputy gave followed. That's exactly what it says. But lost sight of him. He was in Santa Rosa County Jail on Tuesday. This is back in August 6th, it says here. On Tuesday of driving with suspended license, vehicle theft, and resisting an officer. So that's why he ran. First of all, the car wasn't his. Second of all, his license was suspended. And he resisted an officer, I guess, by running. But how can you resist if you, when they found you, you were asleep? I don't know. There might be more to that story. If you haven't already, make sure you guys go ahead and check out the Bananas podcast. Scotty Landis and Kurt Brownoller. That's a tough, very tough last name to say. And it's funny because Kurt, his voice sounds exactly like Link from Good Mythical Morning. Their voice is the same. Every time I hear Kurt speak, I see Link in my head and I can't help it. I cannot help it. Maybe he was drunk. Maybe he was drunk, Dimples. I hope so. I would hope so, because that's embarrassing. All right, let's go ahead and spin that wheel. All right, who's ready to spin? Oh, I guess you're not here, so I have to do it. Okay, that's fair. All right, here we go. The wheel is spinning. Okay. Oh. It landed on nude. The word nude. That's fun. So we've done snoring and we've done nude. Is anybody, I hope you guys are remembering this because I'm not. We did snoring and we did nude. Oh, this is interesting. Okay, here it is. I found it. Oh, this is going to be fun. We're just doing all kinds of crazy things. Cut that down. You're watching this video right now. Know that the audio will be edited just slightly. And I will put it up today or tonight, I suppose. But if you're watching this right now, this is kind of almost kind of like a behind the scenes feel of how it goes. Looking for stuff, coughing, making mistakes. Real life out here. is that a horse statue in the other room? I'm more likely wrong. Yeah. It's just the head of one. It was like a bookend or something, I think. I don't know where the other one is. My mom has the most random things. She really did. All right, here we are. Instagram page at Food Beast. At Food Beast. And the line that got me here is, this steakhouse says new dining is helping them in their business. Nude dining. Eating naked in a public arena. I don't have the confidence nor the stomach to eat while other people. I don't want to see that while I'm eating. I just don't. Like strangers? That's crazy. Okay, let's go on to this here. Food news. This steakhouse says new dining is helping keep the business alive. And this is the name of their restaurant. I think it's, I'm not going to say this word here. Classiore Steakhouse. I don't think I'm saying that. Classiore Steakhouse. Yeah, I'm not French, but is that French? I don't even know. I feel dumb. But anyway, a steakhouse in Hollywood, Florida. How fancy can they be? is based in fine dining. Oh, they are fancy. Based fine dining restaurant owned by Chef Murad Ali. Clothing is now optional. Chef Ali has been offering a 5-course nude dining experience for the last 3 months. So this is extremely new. This was posted on at Food Beast Instagram page on August 14th. Okay, so it says here, Chef Ali has been offering this 5-course new dining experience for the last 3 months, which he says has been pivotal in keeping his business afloat.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So motherfuckers is like, you know what I want to do? I want to go to a fancy place, sit my naked, sweaty ass in this booth or chair or bar stool. I don't know. Do they have like their own chairs for that night? Because I don't want to be a patron in the day or on those nights when it's not naked night. Because how do I know where do they sit? So I don't sit there. I need to. Do they have the kind of sanitizing situation going on when it's like when it looks like a like a goddamn flamethrower, but it's just sanitizer, you know? Or maybe they should use the flamethrower. I just don't agree with this. It makes me highly uncomfortable. Oh my goodness. I definitely don't like that idea. I know you don't, Dimples, because it's wrong. Dimaja, you're right. Absolutely not. Don says, definitely looks like the horse statue, but what's the mannequin head, I wonder? What mannequin head? Oh, that's Head. That's Head. Don't worry about it. That's Head. Literally, that's his name. His name is Head. Little inside joke for me and Wes. AKA DJ Hey Cousin. If you're not seeing this right now, she is talking about a severed... Well, it's not severed. It's just a mannequin head with an interesting face on it sitting next to Goofy. And right behind me, we got Mickey Mouse and Bucky the Beaver upside down in a basketball hoop. I don't understand what the problem is. I don't know why y'all making this a thing. All right. If you're not watching this live right now, don't worry. It will be available again on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Okay, so it says here, CLASS, CLASS, is an acronym for Culinary, Luxury, and Superb Services. Okay, so it's the CLASSiore Steakhouse. Again, I'm not good at reading fancy words. Anyways, it has operated for 8 years and is open every day from 6 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. See, that's why y'all not making no fucking money. You only open for like 4 hours. Like, what the fuck? I mean, it's a little longer than 4, but come on now. That's why you're not making any money. All right, so the first Monday of every month, so it's once a month, however, it is set aside for anyone who doesn't mind stripping bare among fellow steak-loving free spirits. Ali assures that the restaurant windows are covered with blackout blinds and each guest receives an optional robe and a lap towel. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Blackout blinds. So you can't just walk by and be like, look at them titties! Or, oh my God, look at those titties. It depends on what you're into. I don't know. I don't want... Dimples says, I don't want to see meat when I'm eating my meat. Understood. Fair sentence. This live chat is crazy. It says here, the leather seats are sanitized after each event. Ugh, I don't give a fuck. That's just, I can't eat there. Basically, it's bare buns to cushions. And Ali is aware of the concept that the concept isn't for everyone. His aim is simply to create a safe space where people can connect, build community, and enjoy delicious food. Bitch, we can do all of those clothed. Like, why do you... See, this is the kind of Florida shit I'm talking about. This is... They got people taking naps when the cops are chasing them, and now this shit. What do you expect? Now, listen, I'm kudos to him, I suppose, but I'm not going to this place. Like, I can't. What if somebody, like they decide to dry up their under titty sweat with like one of the cloth napkins? How thoroughly do they clean those? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just so many things that can go wrong there. You know, what if you get like a pubic hair, you know, stuck like on the seat or like in the cushions? This is not a good idea. I'm not behind this at all. It makes me highly uncomfortable. Let's go ahead and spin the wheel just so I can not think about this again. What do you say? I need a drink. Hope you guys are enjoying this live podcast, having a good time. I definitely want to do this again with you guys. Thank you so much for those of you who are here right now on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, joining me on this random ass live from down. I mean, when I say random, down from the topics to the things in the background of the video. You know, we're just getting here. By the way, Dimples, that's like the best thing that anyone's ever said. I don't want to see meat when I'm eating meat. That should be a t-shirt, you know? Let's go ahead and spin that wheel. New topic. Okay. Okay, so it landed between two things. It landed between two different topics. So, let me see. I have my members here, right? Do I have members up in here? Well, I might as well just, like, honestly, it's between Demaje and Dimples right now, I believe. I know Demaje's a moderator. So here's what I'm going to do, okay? The two of you, I am thinking of a number, okay? And type in a number. Whoever is closest to that number gets to choose between these two topics, between Demaje and Dimples. Let me get my number. Okay. Now, mind you, I'm thinking of number 1 to 20. Number 1 to 20. I've got my number in my head. Go ahead and type in your numbers. So, Demaje says 5. What you got, Dimples? 19. The number was 9. Demaje's closer. So, Demaje, you get to choose between these topics here, okay? Because it landed literally right in the center. We got the word gamer and Benny Blanco. Gamer and Benny Blanco. Demaje, you get to choose this topic. She's like, yes! This is everything I've ever wanted. I've always wanted the option between a story about a gamer and Benny Blanco. This is the best day of my fucking life! Is probably exactly what you're thinking, right? Maybe not. That was a little dramatic. So pick one, Demaje. Let me know the word gamer or Benny Blanco. I think she's thinking about it because she hasn't typed it in yet, but I think she's giving it some thought here, which is a tough one here. So we did snoring. And I forgot the other one already. which one do I not care about more? I mean, most of these topics are really fucking dumb, so it's... Yeah, most of these topics are dumb. Oh, we did nude. That's what it was. We did nude. We did nudes. Okay, that's how I, that way I'll put this here next to it so I remember. Okay, snoring a nude. All right, Dimaji, I'm still waiting on you to choose one. This is a podcast. Hurry up. You're going to make this more difficult to edit. Gamer and Benny Blanco. Benny Blanco? Okay. We chose Benny. So let me go ahead and click on Benny. All right, so this is coming from the Instagram page at TasteBud. At TasteBud. And the tagline here that got me, Benny Blanco reveals how much weight he lost after only eating pizza for 5 days. He only consumed pizza for 5 days and lost weight. So it says here, Benny Blanco only ate pizza for 5 days, and he reportedly ate nothing but that for 5 days straight to prove that you can lose weight while still eating the foods that you love. Now, by the end of the experiment, he had actually dropped weight, showing that overall, calorie intake can play a major role in weight loss regardless of the specific food being eaten. Of course, losing weight while eating only pizza doesn't mean my eye is burning. Hold on a second. I'm dying. That's better, I think. We'll see in a second. I'll get back to it. See, that's normal. I would edit that out normally. I would edit that part out. But you're watching this live and now you're seeing it. But everybody listening later, they're not going to hear that. It goes on to say, of course, losing weight while eating only pizza doesn't mean an all pizza diet provides balanced nutrition. No duh. But the experiment definitely got people talking. Well, I guess it's easy for dudes. Dudes, just the weight just pours off of them. Their metabolisms, I think, are faster than ours. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just know that stereotypically men lose weight easily. You know, or easier than we do. Fuck you guys. I hate you. Hope your dicks are small. All of you. A little petty, but I kind of mean it a little bit. Like, low-key mean it. How much pizza did he eat? I eat 2 slices and I gain 20 pounds. That's what I'm saying. It's not fair. But he's eating nothing but pizza for 5 days. So maybe he only ate like a few slices a day is my assumption there. I don't know. He must didn't snack at all in between meals or something. Perhaps. Because he did say, where is it? It says here, okay, showing that overall calorie intake can play a major role in weight loss regardless of the specific food being eaten. Yeah. So on the morning show at work, Joe Breezy was talking about how one time he did a cheesecake diet. And we were all like, what the fuck are you talking about? A cheesecake diet. He did that shit for like, I think he said like 3 or 4 months or something like that. And it worked, but it wasn't like the, he was only eating like the cheesecake part, but like the paste, whatever, but not like the crust and stuff. I don't know, dog. And it was like frozen cheesecake that he got from like Sam's Club or Costco or some shit. I don't know. And he did that. But also when he did this, I think he was like in his 20s. Also, God, I hate men. You guys suck. Give us your metabolisms, but let us keep our intelligence.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break from this, and I'm going to go ahead and give you what you want, what you really, really want. Damn it, I really don't want to do this. I'm pulling out my, what do you call it? What is this? My iPad. What is this thing? And I'm pulling up the 50-50 page. If you were, first thing popped up, want to die. Okay. Please don't let that be something that pops up. If you are unfamiliar with 50-50, I've done the 50-50 challenge before via the YouTube channel as well as the podcast Audibly, and it was a horrible experience. If you don't know what it is a Reddit thread where you are given photos, and they are blurred initially. You get two photos per post, and they're blurred. And they'll give you a description like, oh, this is a bushel of apples or, you know, a prolapsed anus. You don't know. Well, I'm sorry, they give you one photo, and they give you two choices. This is a bushel of apples or a prolapsed anus, and you have to, like... And then you kind of guess what it is, and then when you click it, you figure out exactly which one it is. And usually, when I play this game, it's, you know, the prolapsed anus. So, Dimaji says, I like this game. I know you do. You love my pain. So, I'm going to go to the Reddit page. I always get so nervous when I do this. Okay. The very first one that pops up. And which, by the way, if you want to check out 50-50 for yourself, go to Reddit and you have to type in the word 50-50, like the words 50-50, spell it out. All right, so the, okay, so the option here, I'm going to let you guys play for those of you who are watching. I can't, now if it's something really gross, I can't show you on YouTube, obviously, because they will demonetize it, but I can show you the blurred photo, and you will know exactly what it is by my response, clearly. But the option is delicious strawberry cheesecake or a gourd wild zebra is the options here. And if you're watching this right now, that is what I'm looking at with the blur. So for those of you watching right now, what do you think it is? Do you think that this is a delicious strawberry cheesecake or a gourd wild zebra? Yeah, you can just say gibra, zebra or cheesecake. We were just talking about cheesecake. That's crazy. All right, Dimple says zebra. I'm looking at this and I gotta tell you, yeah, this is given zebra. I don't know how this could be cheesecake, dog. I don't know. I'll let you look at it again. I don't know how that can be cheesecake, but apparently, I think it's zebra. Dimaje says cheesecake. Dimble says zebra. All right. Okay. I'm going to click it. Here we go. I'm going to step back from the microphone just in case it's a zebra. I don't want to hurt your ears. Okay, here we go. It is a gourd zebra. Oh, it's still on my screen. I fucking hate it. I'm only doing like three of these. Okay, I'm gonna scroll without looking. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right, here are our options here for this, Jesus Christ, for the 50-50. Blue lobster or balls infected by frostbite. They didn't say what kind of balls. I'm assuming human. Okay, so, oops, let me just do it like this. So we have, what is it, blue lobster or balls affected by frostbite. That is the option that we have here. What do you guys think? Balls or blue lobster? This is gross. Oh God, the zebra was horrible. That was so gross. Ugh. Now looking at this blurred photo here, I just feel like it's balls infected with frostbite, I feel like, because that's the kind of luck I get. Dear Lord, please be lobster. I know that's right, Dimples. I'm with you on that. Dear Lord, please be lobsters. Okay, once again, if you're joining for the first time, we are playing 50-50. It is a game, sort of a challenge on Reddit, a Reddit thread. You type it in, spell the words out, 50-50, and you will catch yourself with blurred photos with two options. One is usually horrible, and the other one is like, oh, okay. And I feel like every time I play it is usually horrible, but every now and then you're like, ah, a basket of puppies. Okay, here we go. Blue lobster or balls infected by frostbite. Here we go. Ah, oh, okay, we're good. It's just a blue lobster. It's so funny. The moment I clicked, like, the picture so the blur would go away, in my mind, I was already seeing balls. Like, I had already decided, yep, that's going to be balls. All right, we'll do one more. And then if you guys want, we can spin the wheel again. Because what I want to do, okay, yeah, we'll do one more, and then we'll spin the wheel one more time, and then we'll, like, start to end out. Okay, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. Okay, so I only know this exists because of you. Thanks a lot. You're welcome. And also, speaking of things, Demaje shared that I only know this exists because of you. Thanks a lot. If you listen to my podcast, most of the things that I share with you, you would probably agree with that sentence for almost every topic. We just recently discussed Cannibal Cafe, a guy who found someone who wanted to consent to being eaten. That happened. We talked about cannibals. We talked about someone who was trapped underwater for 3 days. For 72 hours. We discussed an episode where someone was trapped in an elevator for 3 days. We talked about, you know, the origin story of the Ouija boards, bizarre sex fetishes. It's just all kinds of things that nobody wants to know about. And I love sharing it with you. It's my job. All right, let's find one more. I'm going to scroll. Okay, one more 50-50. Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, God damn it. I have to choose that because it's so gross. Okay. It says here, chocolate crumble dressing, which is, I guess, a dessert, or explosive diarrhea on squat toilet. And I'm assuming a squat toilet is like what, like the kind of toilets like in Japan when you're like shitting a hole in the floor or something. This is going to be diarrhea, isn't it? This does not look like a chocolate crumble cake. This looks like diarrhea, the blurred ver- I am not excited about this. All right, give me the poo emoji if that's what you think it is. And give me a cake emoji if that's what you think it is, for those of you watching. This is so horrible. Oh, God darn it. This is just the worst. This is just horrible. All right, what do you guys think? All right, Dimples says poo emoji. All right, she thinks it's shit. And it probably is. I'm going to finish the rest of this. I wish that was straight up whiskey. Okay, oh, please, please, please don't be explosive diarrhea. Not a sentence I thought I'd say. Oh, that might be a good teaser. Okay, here we go. Okay. Dawn says she hopes it's cake. Same thing. I'm going to step away from the microphone just in case. And for those of you listening to this later, I do have on my Hollyland mic, so nothing I can do about that. Here we go. Ah! Ah! It is diarrhea! It is diarrhea! It is diarrhea! Ha! That was disgusting. That was so gross. I wanted it to be cake, and it was not cake. It could have been cake previously, before it was diarrhea, but it was not cake in its finished product. My God, that was disgusting. We're going to spin this wheel one more time, just so I can be done with y'all. I need to wash my balls. My eyeballs. My eyeballs. I need to wash my balls. Let me just spin that wheel so I can just think about anything else but that. Okay, watch it land on something we already did. Oh, it landed on buzz balls. Remember, I'll say now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, buzz balls are those tiny little, like, they look like little plastic ornaments that are open that is full of sugar and liquor. Buzz balls. Those things you see at the gas station that will kill you. Please don't drink that disgusting shit. Actually, they taste pretty good. But the problem is, that sugar's gonna fuck you up. So let me, this is gonna be our last one of the day. Let me get to Buzz Balls. Here it is. Oh, excuse me. My nose is getting a little stuffy. Oh, wait, that's wrong. Behind the scenes is how I do it. Okay, here we go. Buzz Balls. You guys are going to love this. This right here, this is going to remind you exactly why you stopped drinking things like Mad Dog. Actually, MD 2020. And I heard recently that MD actually does not stand for Mad Dog. Like, where did we just make that up? What? Like, I was blown up. I still don't know what it stands for, but I remember someone saying, like, I read it somewhere, it specifically does not stand for Mad Dog, which is insane. All right, so let's go ahead to this Buzz Balls here. This is coming from @mouthattack on the Instagram page. Another one of my favorite Instagram pages to get some great content from, because they have all the interesting food news. So Buzz Ball, you'll never guess who they teamed up with. Buzz Balls. Well, they teamed up with Pop-Tarts for new drink flavors. Yes, Buzz Balls and Pop-Tarts are joining forces for an unexpected new collaboration that turns two iconic toaster pastry flavors into ready-to-drink cocktails. The crossover features two flavors, Frosted Brown Sugar, Cinnamon, and Frosted S'mores, each inspired by its Pop-Tarts counterpart. Both come in Buzz Balls signature 20 milliliter round containers, redesigned with Pop-Tarts branding, and pack 15% alcohol by volume. That ABV, baby. It says here the Frosted Brown Cinnamon Sugar cocktail brings the familiar sweet cinnamon and brown sugar profile to an alcoholic drink, because that's a good idea. While Frosted S'mores takes inspiration from the classic combination of chocolate, marshmallow, and graham cracker. The collaboration has already begun appearing in retailer listings and is generating plenty of attention online, with reactions ranging from excitement to disbelief over seeing the nostalgic breakfast brand transformed into a boozy beverage. Would you try Pop-Tarts Buzz Balls? Once again, coming at you from @TheMouthAttack Instagram page. So yeah, that's happening. Yes, that is happening. Somebody high as fuck approved that collab. You're right. I just don't think this is gonna be a good idea. I learned a long time ago that super sugary drinks will fuck up your life. At the very least, it's gonna fuck up the next day. It's gonna fuck up the next day. Let me know, guys, are you enjoying this live podcast? Are you enjoying this with me? I hope that you are, because I would love to bring this back. Next time, I'll probably do it like, I like doing it on a Friday, because most of you have to worry about work the next day, you know. But if I do this podcast live on YouTube, I can only use the audio, obviously, for like the audible part for everybody else, but it shouldn't take as long to edit. Honestly, I might just leave it the way it is. They hear what they hear. If they're confused, should have been there. Should have been there. You love this live? Oh, I'm so glad. I love that.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now, we've been in here for... how long has it been? Ooh, almost an hour. So normally I do a tell me something good, and this just in, something didn't go to hell segment, but I am tired as shit and I already need to edit this audio, but I'm thinking about just putting it in there and just taking out the really long pauses. I might just do that and then getting this uploaded and stuff. So let's go ahead and close this out, and I'll tell you something good next week. And it's inspiring. It's very inspiring. It's kind of like a low-key tell me something good meets Black excellence. And you guys know I love my Black excellence segment. So we're going to have a nice little crossover of that. Okay, that's what I do. Do you enjoy editing? Don asked me. No, fucking hate it. But I do it because it's necessary. But no, I do not enjoy editing at all. I was right. This made me say I'm not a drinker anyway. And not, I'll try that in my Amber Smiles Jones voice. I got you. All right, let me get here. Now, here's something I can tell you right now. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's we all spin the wheel every day. And we don't always like what we land on, but it doesn't mean that the game is over. So sometimes you have to remind yourself that you get to spin again. Professionally silly life rules. I know, normally the thing you can take from this episode is really, like, you know, dumb, but this one I decided to kind of inspire a bitch. First of all, shout out to you guys, the listeners. You guys are fucking titties, and I really appreciate you joining me every week. And for those of you that decided to join for this live tonight, this evening, whatever, thank you. I appreciate it. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. You know this. So thank you. Subscribe to the podcast, whatever platform that you're using, as well as, of course, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. I am planning on getting back to some of the original content that I used to do on this channel. Just trying to figure out this whole time thing, but we'll get that going. But I am thinking about getting back to that. Dimaje says, Ouija board episode has my GoFundMe voice. Please go watch it. Yes, her GoFundMe shout out is on that page, is on that episode. So check that out. Plus, by the way, if you would like to donate to Dimaje's GoFundMe, the link is going to be down below of this episode as well as the Ouija board episode. So you can go ahead and click the links there. And she also says, and Pop-Tarts are trash. Toaster strudels all day. Now, I'm not going to say Pop-Tarts are trash, but I do fuck with toaster strudels. I don't have a mean thing to say about toaster strudels. I just feel like that first part of that statement was a little harsh. It's a little harsh. And you need to calm the fuck down. Sorry, that fuck came out hard as fuck, but I take that personally. Oh, my God. Don says, last few episodes have been great. Thank you. What came first, Pop-Tarts or Toaster Strudel? I don't know. Probably Pop-Tarts. I don't know why I said voice, right? I don't know either. That was harsh. I meant it. Dimaje knows. She know what's up. She know what's up. Once again, subscribe to this podcast, and whatever platform that you are listening to. Also, I would love it if you're watching this on YouTube later on, if you can hype my videos. That's a thing now. So if you can hype me up, that'd be amazing. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, especially, 5 stars and a nice positive written review will be very helpful. I really cannot grow without you guys, so that would be amazing. Help other people who enjoy silly things find the silly. And let's be honest, a lot of people do go to review, so you know it's helpful. How many times have you bought something on Amazon and didn't read the review? You know you did. If you have any ideas, or if you have advice or good news that you want to share, or hilarious story, you can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can DM me at itsprosilly on the Instagram page, or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And another way you hit me, I have so many options. And nobody's using them. It's so annoying. You can also hit me up on SpeakPipe, speakpipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. What else is there going on? By the way, if you were an international listener of SpeakPipe, that might be something available that may work for you. So feel free to join in the episode verbally. Ask me your questions. Give me your stories. Let's have a good time. My P.O. Box, if you would like to reach out that way, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30050. All right, where is it here? Okay, Don says, love toaster strudels, but Pop-Tarts are 90s childhood. I feel that. Dimple says, you got to warm a toaster strudel up. I don't have time for that. Dimples, yes, you do. It takes just as long to heat up a toaster strudel as it does a Pop-Tart. The fuck are you talking about? Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the professionally silly station where I take my silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. Let me leave you with this, okay? I'm going to leave you with this. Make sure the person that you're becoming is actually somebody you would actually want to meet. Boom. But if I didn't pay $400 for this mic, I would drop it. But I paid a lot of money for this mic, so I'm not going to drop it. But just know, mic drop, bitch. Until next time you decide to tune in. Peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step. Because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips, and being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.